and welcome to the support party. We are four stressed women playing Dungeons & Dragons. I'm Nikki, and I'll be your DM.
I'm Shannon, I'm playing Bernadette Clam, Dwarven Forge Cleric.
I'm Bethany, I'm playing Hav, the Orcan War Cleric.
And I'm Davida, I'm playing Lamoraine Lankind, the Dragonborn Death Cleric.
Oh, one take!
Holy shit! I didn't think that was going to happen at all.
I had mine on the screen.
Yeah, same. I just, as long as I can read it, I'm okay.
It's been a few wow.
We did good games.
Yeah, we did.
Is that the episode we done?
Yeah,
no, that's all right. Stop recording. Last night, our clerics had an interesting night's sleep, as Bernadette spied a sleepwalking Kaylee attempting to murder the king. After spending the night in the king's room to protect him, you had breakfast and headed out to rid this town of the witch once and for all. The king sent a guard named Renham to guide you. He, and by he I mean both of them, might have developed a slight crush on Bernadette.
No.
When you got there, you were met by a series of flights, and they all seem anxious to sink their branches and vines into you. Okay, I need you all to roll initiative.
Okay.
Did you say that? Did you say roll initiative in the intro? I wasn't listening. I was hitting on Shannon.
Okay. What did we have? So we had
12.
Yeah.
8.
10.
Okay. So Renham is going to go first. Let me roll.
Oh, no.
Blights are going first.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we're going to have a couple of Tweak Blights running forwards, and we're going to do our usual d4 to see who they're going for. Okay. Random is not doing well.
Shit, that's 3 falls in a row! My boy!
Random.
They're all at random.
That's what you get for hitting on a gay.
Don't hit on lesbians, boys.
Hey, you know the reason that he's going to get hit? He came out in front of the one that was going for you.
No!
Bernadette.
I'm okay with that. I care a lot about Bernadette and I don't care about Renham.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is what happens. The first flight comes at Renham, takes a swipe with its clawy hands, and Renham steps back slightly and the blight misses him completely. And then
sick.
The good next job, blight comes forwards, takes a slash, Renham gets his spear and shoops it out of the way.
Yeah.
Good noise.
The third one comes at him. And goes to stab, but Renham's spear is now facing downwards, and he manages to actually stab the blight. It rolled a nat.
Renham!
Wow. It rolled a nat. They rolled so poorly.
Renham come through, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that kills that first Tweak Blight, because Tweak Blight's a weak, man.
Oh, hell yeah!
Okay, and then the fourth one comes at him, and he steps in front of Bernadette. And it just misses completely because it's a bit thrown off when somebody else comes forward.
Mm.
And then it's actually Renham's turn.
Oh! Let's just watch Nikki play D&D.
Yes. So it's Nikki one-shots this
Nikki
by herself.
Nikki could just kill all of them in a big line. We'd just be in the background being like, so do you think Renham's into you?
Nope.
So Renham goes to stab one with the spear, buoyed up with confidence from how well he's done against them before. And it goes straight in between their very thin twiggy bodies.
Oh, no.
And it is... Fuck, it's the needle blight stuff.
Oh my god!
No!
Only two of them are close enough to hit you. Random? Ah! Someone else.
Have. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
What is your armor class?
It's gonna be 16.
Okay. The first needle blight shoots out some of its needles, but Renham ducks to the side and they go past his head. The next one shoots its needles towards Had, and unfortunately you duck, but that means that they're now at your face height and so they hit you in the
no!
face.
No!
Your moneymaker!
Moneymaker?
Jesus.
Does Had have a beard?
No.
Aww.
4 of the needles go into your face.
Bernadette has a beard.
Oh, I'm into that.
Bethany has 4 dots on her forehead.
Oh my god!
Everyone assumed that that's where those have landed.
Yeah. And you take 4 points of damage.
Beautiful, thank you.
And then it is Bernadette's turn.
Nice.
And Nikki is finally not one-shotting this whole game.
I elbow Renum out of the way to get at some of the blights near us. I'm going to hit one of them with an axe. And with my bonus action, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
Shall I hit with an axe first?
Sure.
Natural 19 plus some.
Yeah, you hit.
26. Gosh, it's been a while since we played D&D.
Yeah, it has.
7 points of slashing damage.
It's down.
Nice.
You cut that weak blight straight in half.
When you cast the spell, you can make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. So I'm just going to cast it where there's like a couple, I guess.
Yeah.
And then make a spell attack against one of them.
Sure.
I don't know. 15 plus 6, 21.
Yeah, it hits.
Nice. Damage, 7. Yeah.
And you drop another one.
Yes!
Just 2 in one shot
there. That's
nice!
Renum is looking at you mightily impressed. Okay, ooh. So 3 of the 4 twig blights are down. You cringe. Still have 4 needle blights running towards you, and the vine blights are in the background.
Yeah, my movement was basically to step in front of Renum. I'm not going to move any. Wait, were we in a clump?
Yeah, sort of in like a line.
All right, I might. If I'm on the edge, I'll shimmy a little bit, like 5 feet further away.
Are you and Renum just going steps in front, steps in front?
At the moment, and front, I'm looking to break that pattern.
So then it is Had's turn.
So I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds on a needle blight near me.
Okay, how close do you have to be to them?
So it's a melee spell attack. Okay. It's a touch attack.
So you can only inflict the twig blight. That's the only one that's close enough to you.
Oh, that's fine then. Let's do that.
All right.
All right. That's a solid 8.
Plus?
No,
that's
8.
Total.
Oh, okay. So you go to smack it across the face, but you overestimate its height. And so you just smack over the top of its head, and your fingers just brush against the top of it, and it's spiky, and you're like, ow!
Do I do a twirly?
Sure.
Yes!
360. Next is Lomoraine.
Okay. So I don't know how long a foot is, but like 3 feet in front of me.
It's a meter.
Sick. So like a meter in front of me, I'm going to cast Guardian of Faith.
Oh, I like your Guardian of Faith. It's spooky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bishus the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, that's great. All right, go for
but,
it.
But like your classic with like the angel wings and stuff. Essentially, any creature hostile to me that moves to a space within 10 feet of the Guardian for the first time on a turn must succeed on a dex save and then damage.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And that's it?
That's it.
So then it is the final Twig Blight's turn, and it is going to run forward and try and attack Bernadette.
Yes.
You're too far away. My fucking Guardian Death isn't going to be like, stab, maybe. That's I don't know where they started off from.
That's a shame. But also, I like getting hurt in D&D.
So. Oh, no, you're right. They're going to get attacked first by
your
Guardian.
Are they going to come through my Guardian of Death radius?
Oh, yeah. They would be close.
They're close enough to be hit by it already.
Okay, cool.
This could be exciting.
Roll a dex save.
15.
Damn. So they're only gonna take 10 radiant damage.
I got a hunch that's enough. Yeah, so what happens is that on its turn, the twig blight goes to run towards Bernadette and it just and dissolves essentially into dust.
I shriek thinking that that's the attack.
Nice. Does my death guardian do anything?
Well, it can come forward with its scythe if
does
you
it
want.
Look cool? I want it to look really cool.
Its eyes flare out red.
Yes!
Swings into it.
Swings the scythe and its eyes are like a blood red.
It starts to cry blood.
No crying.
No?
Just right. Like a glow.
Its ears?
No! It's a skeleton!
Okay.
In a robe with wings.
So what Renum does is he grips the spear and then he like tries to slide his hands down. And so that they're at the end of the spear. This look cool. It makes sense.
Yeah, I'm following.
So he can get as much reach as possible on the spear.
Yes.
And then he goes and he swipes forward to try and hit the needle blight.
Ah. Oh.
And misses because the needle blight is still far too far away. Okay, and then it's the needle blight's turn. Two of them step forward and so they're now 10 feet away from you. Does that encounter your...
It would.
Yeah. They're 3 feet in front of me and they've got a 10 feet range. So... You have to roll that dex save for everyone in range.
Yeah, they both pass.
Well, they both take 10 radiant damage.
Okay. Those two come forward, take 10 radiant damage as the Grim Reaper freaking slashes at them.
One hand scythe, one hand sword.
Yep.
And quite a few of the needles are shaved off of them.
Lomoraine shakes her mohawk in a, like, a cool way.
I think I had a mohawk. And they attack. So, two go for Hadd, one goes for Lomoraine, and one goes for... They both hit you with needles again.
Aye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not much, because they're pretty shaken up from just getting most of themselves shaved off.
Fair.
So, again, you get one needle from one of them, because mm-hmm. it doesn't have many left, and the other one manages to hit you with three.
Nice. That's another 4 points of damage.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So...
I see nat 20.
Yeah, that one's the one that attacked Renum.
Okay, so, cool. So I don't take any damage, is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, so one of the ones that's far away tries to hit you, but its needles fall short.
Yes.
And then one goes for Renum. And it is pissed. It has just seen its brothers taken out. Almost taken out. They're pretty much dead. And it's like, none of this. And so it comes forward and it shoots those needles out at Renum. And Renum's like... And he takes 8 points of damage.
Oh, Renum, my boy.
All right, so Bernadette, it's your go now.
Could I get a quick redescription of the battlefield?
Yes.
Thank you.
So there are two... all of the Twig Blights are dead.
Love it.
The Needle Blights, there are two that are in 10 feet from you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking very haggard, like they're barely standing. And there's another two that are about 15 feet away from you. And they look fine. And then behind all of those are four Vine Blights, which are a bit slower moving.
Okay, what I'm going to do, it's a 60 foot long, 20 foot high, 1 foot thick wall of fire. I'm going to take out the four at the back.
Yeah.
And I think I can curl it to get one of these two in the second line because they're 15 feet away.
So it doesn't have to be a straight line?
No.
Okay.
It's a place however you like.
All right.
Wiggledy diggledy.
What?
Yeah.
That is a wildly powerful
It's
spell.
Fourth level. It's my only fourth level.
Oh, like, right. It's my fourth level on Guardian of Faith.
It is wildly powerful.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. That's my action.
Is that a 7 or a 1?
It's a 1.
Okay, 1, 8, 8, 6, 6, what's that? Jesus Christ, I've had
Why
a bit
would
to drink.
You do it that way? So this is 16, 22, Hang 23.
On. That's 10.
24.
It's 24, guys.
Okay.
All right, I've done 24 damage.
Good job. I'm not letting you do any math
That's
ever
okay.
again.
No, I'm wrong then. If that's 10, it's 26.
Do you guys need help with math?
It's 26.
It's 26.
Okay, I'm reasonable and she's good.
It's 26.
Okay.
So, your snake of fire appears and it takes out one of the vine... Not vine blights, what's in front? One of the needle blights. It goes up in flames and it's gone. And then it comes around here and one of the vine blights starts to catch and another one starts to catch and then the last two just go... And they're gone.
And I look at Renum and kind of just do like a... whatever. Sort of a movement.
Why are you
That's
hitting on random?
That's
I'm not
lighting.
Trying to hit.
You're
a lesbian. I'm not trying to hit. I'm trying to be like, you are nothing to me because I'm so much cooler.
But that's
and
so
you're
hot.
Damn, you're bloody.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to interrupt you all here. Shannon understands that. Bernadette doesn't.
If anyone did that to me, I'd be in love.
I can do that to you if you like.
You got to do something competent first.
Oh, bro. Oh, that's so harsh. That's a high ask.
All right, so it's Hadd's turn.
It is Hadd's turn. It's going to cast Inflict Wounds. Again. Rolling. 21.
Yes, you hit.
Yay. And then it takes 3d10 necrotic damage.
7. 14.
That's so 14 necrotic damage to Chaboy over there.
Yeah, so what happens is it kind of almost bubbles as it then crumbles and...
Yeah.
Into the ground.
Okay, is it my go?
Yes.
Who's taking damage?
All of them.
Who's taken...
On your team or the other teams?
They're both.
Okay.
So I know Hadd has taken damage. Is Bernadette taking damage?
No, I'm not.
Cool. Random.
I don't care about random.
All right.
Who of my enemies has taken damage? Is it all of them?
All of them.
Can I tell who looks like the most damaged and the least damaged?
The needle blight closest to you looks the most damaged.
Okay. And who looks the least damaged? Is it both the back ones?
Both the back ones.
So I'm going to hit back on the left... with Toll for Dead, because if they've both taken damage, it's 2d12. Please roll a wisdom save.
Okay, that's a 7. I thought it was a 1 for a second.
Well, I don't think that's going to save. The one on the left takes 2d12 if they don't save. All right. They didn't. 12 necrotic damage.
Okay. It kind of shrieks in a plant way. So it's like...
That is nice. That is a good sound effect.
Yeah, me as Davida hates this.
I love that. Why do you hate this?
Because I'm desperately trying to keep 4 spinach plants, 6 red onions, an orange tree, and a peace lily, and 3 random sunflowers alive. Anyway.
One dies?
12 necrotic damage.
No, it's not dead.
Ooh.
It's still hanging in there, but it's shrieked.
Into it. Let me just double check and see if what my healing spells are. I do have healing word, so I'm going to cast a healing word as a bonus action on Hav.
Okay.
What's your word?
Heal up. Hav gets 5 hit points back.
Yeah, there we go.
I really wasn't that damaged, but thank you very much.
No one else is at all. So.
It's you or Renum, and I'm not going to heal Renum.
So, the vines are going to kind of creep forwards another 10 feet. They're still not in range of your Grim Reaper attack. One of the vine blights is close enough to try and entangle Bernadette, and that is what it is going to do.
I'm going to murder it.
So.
Oh, shit. Okay. Cool. Love Bernadette.
You need to...
That's not Lomarine, that's Tavita.
I know, but I'm very pleased that I've done that. You need to roll a strength check.
Alrighty. Oh, it's so high. 21.
Alright.
Sorry.
Very high.
I want a drama too, but it's not happening.
Well, that's alright. I'll make it attack Renum next. So...
If Renum dies...
Kill the spam, man. So good.
So, a vine blight runs forward. Roots rip across the earth. Sweet. And come up and grab around your ankles. But sick. You manage to, like, kick out and break cool. their hold.
You're too strong.
Too strong, baby.
And then other roots reach out and grab Renum's ankles.
Oh, Renum!
No! Renum's like...
I'm not too strong.
And he does not...
I'm the perfect amount of weak.
Get out.
A weak straight boy.
Yeah, essentially, yes. He's now entangled.
Alright.
Okay, let's go.
And it is the Needle Blight's turn. Needle Blight is going to stay where it is because it's just seen...
One of its friends get fucked up.
Yeah. Essentially, yes. And it is going to go for Bernadette because you're the only one who's in range.
Sick.
Of its attack.
Hell yeah.
It got 15 to hit. It's not going to
hit. Yeah, my AC is 18 these days.
God damn.
Hey, that's when did you lose a point?
Because I sacrificed my shield for Hadzama.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because yours was ridiculously
high. Oh, I don't have my shield equipped.
You should equip that.
Okay, so that's the Needle Blight's turn. It basically shoots out one of its remaining needles and it shoots past Bernadette's head.
Beautiful.
And then it is Bernadette's turn.
So who's around?
Needle Blight. Nikki, you should say this.
2 Vine Blights in the background.
2 Vine Blights. Anyone looking hurt?
Everyone.
Yeah, Renum is looking hurt.
Oh, fuck Renum, though.
There's Needle Blight in front, very hurt. Vine Blights, little bit.
How much have you
I've
taken?
Got 3 HP down. I'm not that bad. Okay.
I'm just trying to take care of you.
Fuck, I'm fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to run forward through my wall of fire thing. And because you can, it only hurts from one side of the wall of fire, so I'm going to run through with drama, essentially. And that's my movement to get to the front of that.
Jump through.
Flamma, flamma, every soul. We can't reference Nicholas Lent.
We're going to reference Nicholas Lent.
Way too niche.
It's a banger song.
It's a banger song. Okay, I'm going to come through the fire, drop all my concentration spells to cast Spirit Guardians. On an area that catches all of them, because I think it's big enough. It's a, it's a self-range.
So from you outwards.
Spirits fly around you at 15 feet, so I'm trying to get within 15 feet of everyone.
Yeah, you didn't need to run through the fire to do that, but I understand you wanted the drama.
Drama. At the start of their turn, they take damage, so I don't do anything on my turn there, I believe.
I think that's
correct. Yeah.
So I cast Spirit Guardians and they take the form of tiny little hammers, like anvil hammers, just flying around.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my turn.
You've got such Wile E. Coyote vibes. I'm just imagining like the little hammers that go around people's heads when they get knocked out.
Yeah, like that, but like 20 surrounding
them. Yeah, sick.
Okay, and now it is Had's turn.
Who's still up, honestly? All of them? There's 3 of them.
There's 3. This one is... Okay.
20 feet away from you. These two are 25.
I mean, I could just punch one of them.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, I'm going to punch Chaboy. Is it a needle blight?
In front?
Yep, it's a needle blight in front. Great. Yep. You're going to run forward and punch it.
Yeah, I'm just going to straight up fucking punch it.
Okay. Roll to hit.
So that is 13.
Yep, that hits.
Wonderful.
It's really in my hands. There.
As a punch, how would you like me to cast just a
D4? It's usually D4. A D4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus strength.
My last one? Wonderful, so that's 6.
Nice. Okay, so you punch the needle blight and it just basically breaks apart under your fist.
Nice.
And then it is Lomarine's turn.
Okay. So I'm just going to cast Toll of the Dead on the one that I haven't hit.
Mm-hmm.
So the one on the right.
Do I need to make a check?
Wisdom.
So it's 11.
No. Just like straight up. 5 necrotic damage on that one.
Okay.
And I'm going to move up to stand beside my Guardian of Faith, so I'm at full protection level.
Sick! Alright. It just kind of shivers a bit as it passes over it. And now it is the Vine Blight's turn.
Top of their turn, they take some spiritual guardian damage.
Yes, they do. How much do they take?
8, 6. So...
22.
Yep. 22 points of radiant damage, half if they save on a wisdom save.
They don't save. And so they both sort of get hit over the head by little hammers.
They're like those jewelry hammers.
And they both just kind of... And they're dead.
Love it.
And Renim is finally free. He was stuck back there.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I could have gotten out on the next one, but... Thank you.
Is this just one stressed woman coming at you, Nikki, from her bedroom? Melbourne has entered the second wave of the coronavirus, and so we are all back in ISO, which means that we can't get together to do these recordings anymore, and it sucks. Basically, what that means is that you won't be hearing from us in 2 weeks' time like you normally do. It's going to be at least 6 weeks before we come back with what I think will be the final episode for this cleric season, and I'm really sorry about that. We've decided next time that we're going to record everything before we release a season. So this won't happen again, but 6 weeks wait time. We tried to do recording over Zoom, but we only have one good mic. So that's kind of out for now. Reach out to us on socials. You want to complain about the fact that we're not here, or if you want to speculate about what's going to happen next, final, possibly, episode. We don't know. We haven't recorded it yet. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at The Support Party, and on Instagram at The Support Party Podcast, because somebody else had already taken The Support Party, but they're not using it. The bastards. We will still be here, kind of bored, so yeah, please reach out. And make sure you give some love to Maddie and the Hoopers. They're an Australian band who can't currently perform anything right now because lockdown. Check them out on Spotify or SoundCloud. The song that we use is Baby We're on Fire. You'll be hearing from us again just as soon as we can. But for now, enjoy the rest of the podcast. We love you.
I chuck my hand up, having dealt the final blow with my tiny little anvils. And just be like,
I think you went with hammers.
Might have been hammers. I don't remember. It was 3 minutes ago? Fuck it. See, it's funny recording because it's been a week.
we might have taken a break.
We might have taken a break at the end of finishing that battle.
But if you remember what we did differently, then, please tweet us.
So after I finished the final blow doing... and I'll edit that in later. I just chuck my hands up and turn around and be like, everyone okay?
Yes.
I'm fine.
You, yeah. Renim?
Yep. I mean, you definitely won it there.
Glad to see you standing.
Renim gives you a thumbs up.
Okay. Yeah, you guys. Fuck yeah. Mm. Fuck, we're a team. Mm. That was chill as.
We did pretty well.
We did really well. Mm. Does anyone need healing? Clerics?
Yeah, does anyone need... I'm fine.
I have, like, 6 or 7 spell slots left, so we're doing chill.
Brenham is, like, bent over and clutching his side.
Well, okie dokie.
Do you need some healing, Brenham?
I mean, if you have some to spare, I don't want to be a burden. I was supposed to protect you.
Nobody likes a martyr.
Okay, have...
Do you need healing, small man?
Yes.
How does Adam look? Is he, like, seriously bloodied or something, or...?
You feel like it's more of an internal injury. Something's happened to one of his, like...
Internal.
I'm gonna go with kidney, but I'm not totally up on organs, so that could
so
be wrong.
So if I cast healing word,
we've noticed that
much.
His piss is a different colour. He's turning yellow.
He could just turn yellow. Yeah, that would be the more obvious one.
Alright, well, I'm standing so far away because I remember roughly where I feel like I spent most of initiative trying to get away from everyone. So.
Yeah, you just kept pushing forwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so, way in front.
I think I'm probably
someone
closest.
Someone else can respond to random.
And I have no healings, but I've got Revivify.
And Hav is Hav, because...
That's the worst cleric.
Beth plays cleric, so, like, she plays everybody else. Chaotic.
I just didn't think about healing spells, because normally it's not me that heals people.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Healing Word.
Do you have Cure Wounds? Because that does better, and you can get up to him.
I do, yeah.
You should do that, then.
I'm going to cast... Cure Wounds.
It's the same level.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
That's all right. I was going to be like, look, up above the table, Random is not a high level character.
No, I just don't like it.
They're both level one. It's just healing word can be done at a distance, so it's...
I'm going to touch you.
Does Random level up?
Do we?
I mean, do we? But also, does Renan level up?
I mean, is he going to have, like, a Sailor Moon moment?
Renan actually would level up.
Let's Sailor Moon
like,
Renan.
Yes!
He goes into the air and spins around and gets a nice wand.
Yes!
Or turns into an ogre. Can we, like...
Can I do that with my Cure Wounds? Can I, like, hit him with my Cure Wounds?
Yeah.
He just spins around and, like,
and takes a
levels
level
up?
I want him to transform his
in
outfit, because that was always the coolest part of Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he'll change outfits.
Like,
so if he becomes another class...
Voguing.
Yes!
So if Renan becomes another class, like a wizard
or
a cleric?
Cleric's pretty thematic.
Cleric makes sense because I'm a cleric.
Do you want me to change his class?
Oh my god.
Renan is not a cleric.
No, no, so keep him
no,
as fighter or whatever.
One
but
level
takes...
in something
oh,
else.
Oh, he takes a
he
level.
Multi-classes.
Which god does he choose? There's three. Probably
no, he gets chosen,
him.
I reckon.
Oh, he gets chosen.
I reckon Volos, I like tap him with my Cure Wounds and Volos is like, well, I've got a sense of the dramatic, and he does the spin thing, and he gets, like, a cool black outfit.
Can I?
That's so funny.
He gets, like, a half-skeleton mask. Anyway, is Cure Wounds a d6 or a d8?
8.
Yeah, okay, cool. It's 6.
Nice. Could have been d6.
Yes, which I'm trying to remember what that is, because
yeah.
It's been a week since we played. Plus 3. He gets
and
9
then...
points of healing and a leveling cleric.
That's the best level
what,
one spell slot.
What dice do I roll for hit dice for clerics?
8.
Eight.
Okay.
We're pretty strong. Well, I mean, in comparison to wizards.
You're strong in comparison to sorcerers, which is what I usually play.
All other magic casters are wimps.
This is a very funny decision we've all made.
Okay, so yeah. I tap him on the shoulder a bit roughly because I don't really care about him.
Yes, but Volos does.
Yeah, no, but I'm gonna like describe this because it's gonna be cool. I've got this planned out in my mind. So I tap him on the shoulder in like a cool, dismissive sort of way, like, yeah, you're healed, whatever. And like black smoke swirls up from the ground beneath him, and I'm like, like, and my like cool mohawk like swishes in the breeze as I spin my head back around to look at him. And the smoke sort of seems Renham's hair blows up into like a cool halo, and the smoke seems to lift him into the air, and then you can't see his features properly, he's a bit blurred, and his arms go out into a bit of a Christ pose.
Yeah.
And he spins around and he gets this like stuff start, other clothes start forming on him, and then when he comes back down he lands
in his wardrobe.
Yes,
absolutely. Volos is a great god. And he's got this like he's got a cool robe and it's black, and he's wearing a tuxedo mask style mask.
Yes.
What are they called? A domino. He's wearing a black domino mask.
Can I ask?
And he, instead of a live rose, he's holding a dead rose. It's very
Morticia. Oh. His not Josh pops, Bryan.
And then he gets set back down and he looks really cool and he's got like a robe and a like a domino mask and a dead rose.
Ask this as women, does anyone else want to fuck Renan now?
No! Only in the same way that I sort of want to fuck the Phantom of the Opera, which means it would be a yes if they were a girl.
Sick.
I would fuck female Phantom of the Opera so hard. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh my god.
You're super right.
I want a woman to come at me with that sort of like mystery and arrogance and just like...
Okay, ooh. I was trying to work out what changed when just the gender swapped.
Just a femme top.
Renham's just landed in his cool tuxedo mask, beautiful outfit, dead rose in hand.
Mm.
What happens?
Renham looks down at his new duds and the dead rose in his hand. He's like, huh, I think I've found God.
Have to start supporting.
That's a good choice. I think you've made the correct choice.
Bernadette sat down at some point and is just watching.
How much do you know about your...
Do I have to keep this rose forever, by the way? Is that part of the deal?
You don't have to, but I'd recommend it because gods do get offended. Specifically, our god, the great and almighty Volos, would get offended if you threw away your first gift.
Okay. Renham tucks the rose behind his ear.
Oh my god!
And he throws a glance at Bernadette to see if she's interested.
I'm looking at Had.
And see if she thinks this is cool.
I'm looking at Had and trying to be like, were we all meant to convert? Is that like a thing? I've not tried to convert anyone. Like, Had is looking back like, no, but Had is also so into Renham right now. He's a married man in his 60s. And he's so into Renham right now. Like,
all right, so I just say that to Heather, who doesn't really register it. Again.
It's just like a confused, like shaking of the head, but then also there's a glossiness to his eyes.
Can we keep Renham?
I think we are.
Oh, we are.
Yes. Renham's coming home with me at the end of this.
Yes.
Well, at least he's going home with someone.
All right. Hey!
It's not in a sex way.
No. Nope.
We're not gonna fuck.
I think that was the flirtiest you've ever looked at me.
Nice.
And it was like, I've been rejected.
Okay.
So, yeah, Renham looks a little bit downcast, but he's like, I guess we should go check out the trees now.
Are we under the tree right now?
No, you're still a ways away from it.
Okay. All right, let's...
We go towards the tree.
Yeah.
Stroll.
I'm definitely sticking close to Renham.
Can I roll perception in coming up to the tree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Ditto, but also I'm trying to stick with Hath, who I suspect is trying to stick with Renham.
Yeah.
No. We're all essentially crowded around Renham.
Yeah.
So I'm just... really cool. I'm chilling back.
I'm really happy we've managed to establish in fiction that Volos is a really fashion-conscious god.
It's very funny. You two are rolling perception.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, we have a 19 over here.
Ooh, 25.
Whoa. Oh my
what
god. 25.
I put my thing in me in that one.
Fuck. Okay. Were you looking for anything in particular or you just want to know about them?
I am looking for source of corruption because I feel like there's going to be, from what I picked up so far, I feel like there's going to be a touch point that the witch will have gone and cast a spell there or something, and that's where things kicked off. That's Shannon's theory and Bernadette's theory.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I'm keeping an eye out, but also, like, just a general, like, floor plan.
Yeah.
I rolled a 13. I'm still looking for apples.
Yeah, I figured. I figured.
Me!
Are there apples around?
So no, we'll start with the 13.
Yes, thank you. Resolve Had's quest for apples.
Is there apples?
There are apples.
There are apples?
No!
So you see some apples on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And you also see some that's still on the tree.
Uh-huh. Do I know the quality of the apple?
They look good, but they're not the colour that you're used to apples being. I'm trying to think of how to describe this purple that I can picture vividly in my mind that it's like the colour of a bowling ball I had.
Eggplant.
Oh, no, I know exactly poison. What you mean because I know bowling ball colours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like murky.
Like swirly murky.
Swirly murky.
How cool. Do you guys know all these bowling ball colours?
We went bowling as kids.
Yeah. Twice. I used to go bowling a lot as a child. But also, this was like the particular weight of bowling ball that I always had.
I embarrassed myself once, so it's a very clear memory.
The last time I went bowling, I was 19 and I broke a nail and never went back.
I'd love to go bowling again.
We should go bowling.
We should go bowling.
Yeah. You probably can't do that right now.
Not right now, but like when this shit's over.
Yeah.
If you go to Crown, I'll be at the bar next to the bowling lane.
Anyway, yes. Apples?
So the ones that are still on the tree are that kind of swirliness, mm-hmm. and the ones mm-hmm. that are on the ground are just like that metallic dark purple.
Mm. These are different apples.
Maybe they're plums.
Mm.
No, they're the apples. Mm. No one can eat the apples.
Are they poisoned?
Yes.
Could you clarify that?
We don't partake of the apples.
Why?
We're not allowed to.
By who?
Well, the king.
That would make sense.
What was his name?
Relance.
Oh, I had.
You don't have an abbot or anything here.
What's an abbot?
Oh.
I didn't get many religious vibes off the castle.
I mean, people mainly used to worship the trees, but it's not such a great place for it anymore.
Mm. Okay, well, you have a lot to learn about the Absolute Abbot and his direct line to Volos.
His name's not Abbot, I asked earlier.
Is his name Absolute?
No, he is the Absolute Abbot. It's a title. Yeah, yeah.
What's his actual name?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't follow up, actually.
I'm not clear to know that.
Oh. It's on a need-to-know basis. And Renham taps his nose.
Everything he says, it is as if it has come from the mouth of the great and almighty Volos.
Why not just check in with Volos?
Volos doesn't do that.
I mean, he can.
He does do good fashion, though, and Renham gives it well.
Yes, yeah. You are both dressed very similarly. By choice that you like.
Yes, I flip it's my hot. Mohawk.
I flip my mohawk a little bit, just being like, yeah, I look real good. I like Renham because he follows Volos now. Hav likes Renham because he looks fucking good.
And he's into him. Uh-huh. And Bernadette's still gay.
Yeah.
And I think you've mentioned being ace in character.
Yeah, Lomarin's definitely not into...
But it's been mentioned in character, because I think I remember Bernadette making a decision to stop flirting.
I think I mentioned in character that I don't understand procreation as such.
May have been something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Had's still gay, but he's just very gay.
Yeah, I know.
Proper gay.
We can see. Had's rocking a semi.
Oh boy, I don't need to think about that.
I do not need that imagery, or Shannon.
Definitely have, like, huge dicks.
Yeah, like, semi down to your knee.
Yeah.
That's not semi down to your knee, that's semi at a 45 degree angle from your knee.
Oh my god!
Right, please stop, please.
You can definitely tell which side is back in.
Oh no!
He's a southpaw. Now that I've killed two of our party members.
Yeah, I've lost them.
What did I do to deserve this?
I just wiped it from my mind. It's gone now. It's gone.
I'm out of wine.
Yeah, we're all out of wine.
Well, I'm not, and I'm going to have a drink.
Fuck you, Shannon.
I'm also not out of wine.
You didn't have wine in the first place.
You can't be out of what you didn't have.
Hey. So, Had's semi, notwithstanding.
Fuck you. You're the fucking worst.
Do you know what's great about this is that I've not instigated this one this time. It's absolutely all you.
That's chill with me. Where are we up to in D&D?
So I still need to describe what you saw.
That's right, I rolled 25.
With your fucking 25 perception. Yes. I'm trying to work out how to describe a tree in articulate detail.
It's a sexy tree.
It's not a sexy tree. I'm not going into this again. This tree does not have a semi, does not have a corona. It is not a sexy tree.
She got huge lungs. We need to know how big are her lungs.
I thought the whole tree looked like lungs, and that was the whole point.
Is it a tree that branches off at the branch? And there's
so essentially,
branches?
There are two. So the trunk is there in the middle. It's giant. Like, this tree looks like it's maybe. Actually, you got a 25. You know that this tree is exactly. 1,753 years old.
I've got to write that down. 1,753.
You look at it and you're like, yeah, I reckon that tree's about 1,753 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know trees from my high mountain existence.
Yeah.
And your knowledge of wood isn't too bad either.
It's really bad. I'm a lesbian.
How much of that semi shit are you going to keep in? Because you sort of have to now.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be quite a bit. We went on about it for too long.
Yeah.
I am so sorry, everyone.
Look, this one gets the explicit tag.
They all do.
They all have the explicit tag.
Because we swear.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
We're Australian.
We're Australian.
We do.
No. We're Australian. and we don't understand America's prudishness.
Alright, I'm going to drink my water and then I'm going to describe this tree.
We're all going to be completely silent.
So you're looking at the lungs and you know that it is 1,753 years old. You're looking at it and you're like, yep, that's the age. Yeah. And then, so obviously it's really, really, it's like, it's a girthy tree.
Hmm.
I couldn't think of any way to describe this that wasn't thick or girthy, and I went for girthy.
I think you made a mistake, because
thick
to me is beautiful women.
I would have just said big round tree.
I don't think that doesn't, like, describe how big it is, though.
So it's a
gargantuan tree.
It's huge. It's
thick, girthy tree.
And it has two branches.
Dripping with sap.
Please stop.
I'm gonna die!
Isolation has taken its toll on Shannon, as we're finding out.
Big tree.
Big tree. Okay?
Yes.
It's got two branches that split off, and then from those branches, they just, like, out, and there's tons and tons of little smaller branches getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's kind of like a weeping willow, but with only two parts, because it looks like a giant set of lungs.
Yes. Are there leaves, or are these, like, veinal looks?
They are veinal looks, but with apples.
Okay.
So they're like, they're
oh, so they're, it's like lungs with cancer.
So it's branches and apples, but no leaves.
Yeah, it's a weird vibe.
Cool.
Okay.
Little nurse brain is ticking off a few things.
Is there a focal point of issue? I was asking about that.
Like, you can't... I suppose you'd walk around the tree if you had a 25 perception on
it. Sure, yeah.
And you see, like, a dark...
Fuck. Tell us, Nikki.
Are you going to say a sex thing?
You guys are absolutely...
It's a dark hole?
It's a dark crevice. And I was like, I can't do this.
It's a butt.
I know where this is going.
I'm glad it wasn't you this time. Thank you for that.
For what it's worth, I wouldn't have blocked you on any of this.
Okay.
I would have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. So you see, a kind of dark patch on the tree in between two roots. I cannot do this. You guys have just gotten into my head now. Like, no. Like, there's a gap between the two roots, and it's...
Like an Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole kind of vibe?
A bit like that, but it's an inky black. It doesn't look like a rabbit hole.
Does it look evil? Like an evil spot?
A little.
Does it look like we could go down it?
All right, I'm going to look at it.
You can't tell from here.
And be like, hey, Lomarine, have a look at this, because my instinct is to touch it. And you usually tell me off, so I wanted to, like, check in.
I'm going to instinctually say don't, and I'm going to roll an investigation.
I feel like I'm going to put
it'll be investigation now, because I'm investigating the one thing. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to put a minute timer on this, and then I'm touching it.
It's a nat 20.
Nat 20!
Okay, I'm going to need you to roll a constitution, say.
It's a 17 plus 2. It's a 19. I think I'm okay.
You go over to it,
mm-hmm.
and you look at it, and it's kind of got this swirling black tendrils of mist coming out of it.
Kind of goth, you like?
Not listening.
You get the vibe of something that should be not alive coming from in it.
Zombie tree.
Is that all I get? Do I get anything else?
You feel a shiver pass over you. But that's it. Can I ask how close everyone else is?
Inappropriately.
Okay.
Leaning directly on me?
Yeah. I'm like...
I feel like it's one of those, you know, in, like, cartoons where they all look over the hole and it's from down up shot? Yeah. Like that.
Okay, yeah. I need everyone else to roll a con save too then, and I'll roll one for random just in case.
Nat 20.
Oh my god! High five.
It's not as good, guys.
Oh no.
10.
Yeah, so...
you're sandwiched between two nat 20s.
So both Bernadette and Renum fail the con save.
Hey.
Oh, I like them both.
We're going to be friends eventually.
I think he's just going to be like, oh, we have a connection.
Yeah, probably. Oh, we're both about to pass out. Who knows?
You kind of do both pass out for a second. Huh? They kind of drop from your perspective. What happens from Bernadette and Renum's perspective, however, is that you see nothing. It's black. You feel like you're pressed inside of a box. Oh no! How long have I been in this coffin? Let me out! Let me out! I'm not dead! Let me out!
Fucking shit, what?
You ball your hands into fists and hammer at the lid. I'm alive! I'm alive!
Please. I am?
Let me out!
I feel like I'm not doing that. Am I doing that?
Yeah.
Oi.
It's like you're in a dream. Okay, maybe other people don't experience dreams in this way.
I get this.
Like you're watching yourself in a dream?
It's like you know that this person is you, even though it isn't actively you.
Yes.
And eventually you come to and you realize that you're not in a box, but you're also... Actually, you guys might need to roll a dex save to see if you stop them from falling into the darkness.
Like, that's fair.
Not high rolls.
No.
I don't have anything to add to that. It's a 7.
That's a 15.
Okay. And who are you going for?
I'm going to for Bernadette.
Oh, surprise.
That's very cute.
That's really cute.
Renim is the hot piece of ass. Bernadette is the old friend.
Cool.
I just figured
that your focus was on Renim, but that's fine. We'll save Bernadette.
It's the dad grab. I don't know if you guys have seen that. The instinctual dad grab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bernadette comes to.
I come to halfway through elbowing the roof of my box.
Which will be my chin.
And
probably.
No, you just touch some of the tendrils of darkness and I'm going to need you to make another con save.
16.
You just feel a shiver pass over you.
Mm-hmm.
Renim, however, fell into the inky darkness.
Going on a Renim rescue trip.
We lost Renim, guys.
Does his body like suck in a weird way or just fall?
It falls and he is just kind of like his legs are sticking out of the darkness, but the rest of him is in it. Like his feet are there. In what I assume are nice dress shoes.
Yeah, we're going to pull them out, right?
They're like creepers.
I don't know what a creeper is.
Like they're those, like, goth shoes. Platform shoes.
Oh, my God. I was not prepared for that.
They're only, like, 3 inches. They're not big, and the heel, like, it's flat. The shoe is totally like, flat.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was not prepared for him to be in. He should have been stumbling.
That's what we're
honestly.
No, when Volos chooses you, you get the ability to walk in cool shoes.
All right.
I've decided that. Unilaterally.
Cool.
I'm just wearing Docs, by the way.
I'm gonna try and pull Renim out, I guess.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, grab an ankle.
I'm gonna dial divinity and turn undead. Or destroy undead, or whatever.
Oh, because you felt death.
Yeah.
I'm life.
You were like, it shouldn't be alive.
Yeah, it shouldn't be alive.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Cool. But I didn't say it was undead.
No, yeah, I know, but that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
That's my vibe.
I'm just gonna tug Renim.
I don't know, did anything happen?
What with tugging Renim or turning the undead?
For me, for my channel divinity.
What does it do?
Each undead that can see or hear you within 30 feet must make a wisdom save. If they fail it, they're either incredibly scared of me and have to run away from me. If they're pretty weak, they might just get destroyed. Sure. I doubt this is pretty weak,
but it would be cool.
12.
That doesn't make it.
You have to spend your entire action running away if you are undead.
Okay.
If you're not undead, it doesn't affect you, so hands aren't rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hear a scrabbling and it's kind of screeching in the ground.
All it can do is dash out.
It can't.
I don't know if it can dash
into the tree. That's its only like.
You get the sense that it's trying to, but it can't, and you will need to make another con save.
Woohoo!
9.
11.
14.
You're all gone this time.
Yes! I'm less panicked this time around.
The tree is terrified of me. It's important that that's
reflected. You have a really nice coffin.
It's fancy.
It's got it's HBO.
Picture in picture.
It's a small screen, but it's not Netflix, HBO, so what
it's,
do you want?
It's Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel, nice.
You all faint, and then you're back in that dream again. You're immobilized, and you can't move. You feel tears falling down your face, but you can't do anything to stop them or the lid as Valance, your beloved Valance, closes the lid. And then rage, fury. It's a cutscene to a different place. You smile looking at the children in front of you. The little girl picks up her bow and hits her brother on the head. Hey! He runs behind her. Kaylee hit me. Kaylee, that's not nice. You apologize to your brother. We're supposed to be finding some food. No! The little girl sticks out her tongue and runs off. It's not fair, Mama. You stroke the little boy's head. It's okay, Daya. If anyone else hits you, she'll be the first to knock them down. Cuts to the next scene. You look at the apples in front of your pregnant belly. Surely one would be all right, just to keep the baby going. It's been days since you've had a good meal, and surely Valance and the hunting party would be back soon.
You stagger forward and pull an apple off the lungs.
Is it, like, purpley or red?
Oh, it's still purpley.
Okay.
Cuts to a different scene. Men are swarming the castle. It looks different than the castle you remember. Shiny and new. Years of age hasn't weathered it. The trees are much smaller, and it's filled with people, all running for their lives. A woman on the battlements casts spell after spell, trying to hold them back. She watched as men and women fell under their onslaught, and then she ran. She ran to the lungs. She had to protect them. Others were already there, forming a wall. She saw her daughter's long, black hair flow by them. "Whatever you do, protect the lungs!" She turned and nodded. You don't recognize the daughter's face. The barbarians came to the field and began cutting people down, and with every drop of blood, the tree cried out. "Stop! Stop! Stop! You're destroying it!" The woman cries, but they continue forwards. In all her years, she has never seen something like this. A man's blood-covered face came towards her, leering with glee. "What do you think, pretty lady? Now we'll take your magic." He reaches towards her, and she calls up the rest of her magic and poured it into the lungs. "Protect my daughter, protect my daughter, protect my daughter." And everything went black. Next scene. They bound her up and put her in a box. Everyone knew the women of the lungs could not be killed, but they had bound her in iron and buried her beneath the tree. She couldn't die, and so she lay there, plotting, her mind reaching out of the box. The barbarians had married her daughter, hoping to claim the magic for himself. But he would pay. They would all pay. And then you guys wake up.
Whoa.
That was beautiful, by the way. I'll just put it out there.
Thank you.
Long Rain's going to write as down as much as she can remember. Immediately.
All right, we all see that? Because last time I was just in a box.
I think it was different this time.
Yeah, it's for me too. Okay, so daughter, that's when we were pregnant.
Mm. Yes.
But also, I think maybe pregnant me was Kaylee's mum, and I don't think daughter is Kaylee.
No, I will say that when you saw the tree and all of the killing was happening, the apples looked like normal apples.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were definitely Kaylee's mum at some
point. For a while there.
So,
yeah. Which is complicated, but whatever.
I don't. And then we were... she a descendant of...
Also the witch.
The witch. Because that must have been a while ago with the way that the castle looked. Mm.
Mm. I think I wrote a year down at some point.
Random is just sitting there on the ground with, like, rocking backwards and forwards. Head
was he out of the...
Yeah, he came out of it at the same time that you guys did.
I did not write down a year. Never mind.
I think we have a classic case of invasion.
Yes, big bad barbarians took the witch's daughter and married her.
Mm.
And now the witch is in a box trying to get out from under
the tree. So the witch is under the tree.
In a box. She might just be downstairs.
Would it be too poetic to assume that the blood of the native people is what caused the atrophy of the tree?
I think that's what happened.
Mm.
I also think, though, beloved, we're all in love with Valance there for a second, getting shut in a box.
Super weird, but yeah.
Yeah.
So strange.
Is the witch in the castle Valance's
like mother-in-law? Wife?
Mistress?
Queen.
Who's the queen?
His wife?
He said that his wife died. She didn't die.
She's the witch.
Hang on.
Wife is the descendant of...
Oh, there's another fucking daughter!
Yes.
That's not Kaylee with black hair. What colour is Kaylee's hair?
Kaylee's hair is a light brown.
All right. Yeah, there's another daughter. Yeah. So it's Diogenes or whatever his name is. Diatone. Kaylee, we were talking about Diogenes earlier.
Who's like Diogenes?
Dionysus?
Dionysus.
Well, I got Diogenes and I'm like, behold a man!
That's it. Diatone, Kaylee, and daughter number... two, child
Mysterious
three,
daughter.
Black hair,
yes.
Who we'll call Raven, so we have a name, who's married the barbarian bully, and Queen Mama, whose name is Renum. What's the queen's name? We'll just buff on if he looks it up. Looking for the name. What's her name?
What's her name?
What's her name?
Looking for the name. What's her name? Looking for the name. What's her name?
Do you have...
Vera.
Vera and Valance.
Beautiful.
I've actually got a family tree that I drew out sometime.
Oh, I love
so
you.
So we'll put in Raven, and we'll circle Vera and say witch.
/ box in castle.
I don't think I needed to put that in, Vita.
Would it because be... there's a witch in a box beneath the tree, and there's a witch in a box in the castle.
I did miss that.
Could it not have been that Vera is we don't have a third daughter, that what we were seeing beforehand was...
Vera's mum?
Ancestor to some degree, who their people were raped and pillaged by the barbarians coming into it. Vera is a direct descendant and relances a marriage into the family. Because the castle was in such a state of non-disrepair when we first saw it.
Yeah. And the apples were a different colour from
it
when...
It has to have been a long Vera time ago. Generations.
And because Vera was so upset when being shoved into the box by the lance.
We reckon Vera's in a box under the castle. And we reckon there's a person of some sort.
Yes. An ancestor.
Maybe like 300 years old in a box under the tree.
The woman with the daughter. The woman with of the
raven
lungs.
Raven daughter.
The woman of the lungs. That's what... The woman of the lungs can't die.
What if we check out the barbarian's town and see if there's a raven lady there?
What if we go digging?
I'm on board for fucking digging. That's bright as shit. Yeah, let's dig.
How? Like, the inky blackness, is it just in that hole there?
Or is it?
Okay, cool. As long as we don't touch that again.
Where's my equipment? I might have a spade.
I feel like I'm pretty handy with my hands, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I've just got...
good hands for digging.
I think I've got claws.
I do not have a spade.
No, I think I've got hands, but I think I've just got cool nails.
But I do have carpenter's
tools. Like scales?
So I could make a wooden spade.
This is like an episode
That's
of Minecraft.
That's going to take you.
I really forever. Recommend that you don't try and make a wooden spade from the lungs.
I'd choose a different tree.
I think it's a mistake.
Fine!
Let's use our hands. Brenda, how are you at digging?
Do you have a spade?
No. I have my halberd.
Yeah, well, I think I have a warhammer, so...
I vote we just start chug-a-lug digging.
I like the idea.
Get that, like, doggy paddle vibe going on.
Yeah, let's just not touch
that.
Yeah,
just doggy paddle.
So Renum stabs the spear into the ground, and inky blackness flows out from where his stab was. Ooh. And I'm going to end it there.
Hey, I'm glad Renum stabbed first.
No, I love him. I've converted him. He's my son.
I'm glad.
Listen, I think he's a hot piece of us, but the pretty ones always die first.
He's
so
my
it's okay.
son!
Also, I like the idea that if one of our characters die, we get to come back and play Renum for the rest of the game.
Yes! Yes!
Because now it's cleric, it fits.
If anyone dies, they come back as Renum.
That is going to be such a downgrade for them.
Look, it is, but at least they'll look fucking good.
What level are we? I don't even remember.
We're level 7.
Shit,
that's my dad said, you mean there were a bunch of level 7 clerics who couldn't take on level 1 frog creatures?
No!
Yeah,
oh,
that's there.
He was like, Nikki, I felt your frustration in that game.
Oh, boy.
Well,
on that note... thank you for listening to the support party, Stressed Women Playing Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Bethany, I play Had the War Cleric.
I'm Shannon, I'm playing Bernadette Clam, the Dwarven Forge Cleric. Yeah.
I'm Davida, I've been playing Lomarine Landskind, the Dragonborn Death Cleric.
Not as easy as it looks.
And I'm Nikki, I've been playing your DM, Renum, and a witch trapped in a box.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you and good night. We're not playing around again. A game we play until it
ends. It's the same every time. So stop. No, I'm just really brave.
No, I don't think it's... I don't... Look, at some point, it stops being Gryffindor bravery and starts being... becoming...
I've never been Gryffindor bravery.
Shannon's yeah. Gryffindor? Stupid.
No, I know she's not a Gryffindor, but she's up with Gryffindor tendencies.
Ow!
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fucking read.
What did you just fucking say to me, right? You're pouring boiling hot wine on your hands and you're like...
At no point did it bubble.
You're pouring too hot to touch wine on your hands and you're like, it's fine, it's fine. That's Gryffindor.